They're great. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Here is that little creep Sanjaya from American Idol.
I wasn't necessarily able to show my full vocal potential just because you are kind of limited in the amount of time you get to sing per song and the amount of songs you get to choose from.
The Don and Mike Show.
Suck on that, losers.
Right. Boo.
Boo. Shut up.
Balls on fire. The Don and Mike Show.
That's right, Sanjaya.
Girl, you really got me down.
Shut up.
Got me so I don't know what that thing is. Girl, you got me down. Girl, you really got me down. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing.
He's a fan.
Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, yeah, you really got me down.
Ugh. Got me down. That's such a lovely note.
That's why I watched that show last year for that little creep. Little
boy. It was a better show last year than it is this year.
That little boy.
That little boy.
That reminds me of two things here we're going to talk about. Oh, we've got the tape to go with this. And is this new?
I think it is. I know we've had stuff like it.
I know we've had a 1950s guide to women and how you should treat your men. This all kind of piggybacks on the Elliot Sphincter and Dr. Laura Schlesinger thing.
Elliot E. from Sphincter.
But Rob found something from Transportation Magazine, 1943, Guide to Hiring Women.
Rob was just doing some light reading at home.
I was catching up on some mail that I hadn't
read. Are you sure we never read this?
I'm pretty sure.
1943.
And even if we have, it's all very valid.
All right, well, hold on to that.
You betcha.
Donna Reed music, please.
You bet.
Find that. But first, how about this? This is something over the weekend. Maybe you heard this. Maybe you didn't. From Oklahoma. Oklahoma State Representative Sally Kern.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
She is a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, she's got a thing about gays.
Yes.
And
she is an all-inclusive woman.
This is pretty quality tape.
Mm-hmm.
This thing rolls about 3 minutes.
She's fine with alternative lifestyles.
As you'll hear.
She makes a lot of sense. And anyway, I wish that she was on a ballot so I could vote for her.
I know.
Okay, here she is now, a woman who makes a lot of sense. From Oklahoma, Representative Sally Kern.
The homosexual agenda is destroying this nation. Okay, it's just a fact. Not everybody's lifestyle is equal, just like not all religions are equal. You know, the very fact that I'm talking to you like this here today puts me in jeopardy. Okay, and I'm not gay bashing. But according to God's word, that is not the right kind of lifestyle. It has deadly consequences for those people involved in it. They have more suicides, and they're more discouraged. There's more illness. Their lifespans are shorter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a lifestyle that is good for this nation. Matter of fact, studies show that no society that has totally embraced homosexuality has lasted more than, you know, a few decades.
There you go. Mm-hmm. She makes a lot of it goes on and on, but it's that
well,
awful.
That last thing she says there, it scares me. How many decades have we been?
Any day now.
We're up, right?
Max out your credit cards, Mike.
We're done.
Time's up.
Later on,
decades, a couple of decades.
Mm-hmm. Worse than terrorism.
That's
yeah,
right.
But the quality is so bad on this thing, this goddamn internet connection thing.
But I think the quality of her voice, she has a pleasant voice
Pretty.
That comes through.
And she's saying so many right things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's give it a little more.
Yeah.
So it's the death knell of this country. I honestly think it's the biggest threat even that our nation has, even more so than terrorism or Islam, which I think is a big threat. Okay? Because what's happening now, they're going after, in schools, two-year-olds. You know why they're trying to get early childhood education? They want to get our young children.
That's right. We're trying to turn two-year-olds gay in our schools in America.
But mm-hmm. Let's not ignore some of her other valid points when she doesn't say just terrorism. The entire religion of Islam.
Right.
She didn't include, you know, she didn't say radical Islam.
No.
She said all of it.
All of it.
Some people like to say just radical Islam.
No. Not her.
She wants it all in there.
She makes a lot of sense, man.
Into the government school so they can indoctrinate them. I taught school for close to 20 years, and we're not teaching facts and knowledge.
But you like hearing that if you were one of the kids in her classroom, huh?
You know.
One of those parents?
I only have one burning thought that I just can't get out of my mind right now.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she's pretty. Oh, you know she is.
I really do. I really hope she's pretty.
Indoctrination, okay? And they're going after our young children as young as 2 years of age to try to teach them that the homosexual lifestyle is an acceptable lifestyle.
That's right. Now, let me just say, she is plagiarizing. I have been saying this for years and years. It's documented. That we start teaching our children, and then they're two in the school.
Well, you and I basically
to be gay.
When you said that, and we realized we had that in common when we both went into that preschool program called Intro to Homosexuality.
You know, gays are infiltrating city councils. Did you know?
Yeah, my kid wasn't in pre-K. My kid was in pre-gay. My son is in pre-gay one.
Gay through 12.
Pre-gay. Pre-gay.
He's going to pre-gay school.
Eureka Springs. Anybody been there at the Passion Play?
I have.
Okay, have you heard that the city council of Eureka Springs is...
Instead of daycare, I'm looking for some gay care for my son.
Boy, I tell you, you know, every now and then on the show, you hear about places you'd like to someday live.
Uh-huh.
I would like to live in Eureka Springs.
It's all gay.
Now controlled by gays. Okay, there are some others. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay, lots of gays in Pittsburgh.
Always has been.
Oh, well, look at the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Look, Cower, right. Huge faggot.
Right.
Franco Harris, big pole smoker.
Sure.
Terry Bradshaw likes to take it up the bad place.
The aforementioned Hacksaw Reynolds.
Who's a Ram, Mike?
Damn it. Who was the tough guy that played on the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Hey, Joe Green?
No. Jack Ham.
Jack Ham, yeah.
Jack Ham, that's who I was thinking of. I'm glad I got that one, because otherwise it would have sounded gay.
Think of his name, even.
Ham.
Tacoma, Maryland, Kensington, Maryland. In
Vermont, hold on.
Kensington, Maryland.
Yeah, Maryland.
All gay. According to her, all gay.
Really?
Yeah.
We actually are not too far from Kensington. Let's back that up.
It's we could walk.
Why walk when you can run?
Passion Play. Okay, have you heard that the city council of Eureka Springs is now controlled by gays? Okay. There are some others. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Tacoma, Maryland. Kensington, Maryland. In Vermont, Oregon, West Palm Beach, Florida, and a
that's
lot of
two.
Other
we got two,
Florida.
Tacoma and Kensington.
Wow.
And I think she's probably talking about Tacoma Park.
And she's putting them right up there with West Palm Beach, Florida.
Yeah.
Incidentally, I'd like to remind everyone that a while back, we had publicity photos taken in Tacoma Park. Coincidence?
What's happening? And they are... winning elections. One of the things I deal with in our legislature, I tried to introduce a bill last year that would notify parents. Schools had to let parents know what clubs their students were involved in. And the reason I did that bill primarily was this. We have the Gay Straight Alliance coming into our schools. Kids are getting involved in these groups. Their lives are being ruined. Their parents don't know about it. So I introduced a bill that says you have to notify all clubs of things. And one of my colleagues said, you know, we don't have a gay problem in my community, so that's why I voted against that bill. Well, you know what? To me, that is so dumb. If you've got cancer or something in your little toe, do you say, well, you know, I'm just going to forget about it because the rest of you's fine?
Like cancer.
It spreads.
Does that mean that we're going to have to drop out of that club we joined last week, the Danny Noriega fan club?
Okay, and this stuff is...
now we can't go on the cruise. Damn it.
It's deadly and it's spreading and it will destroy... our young people, it will destroy this nation.
Destroy the nation.
All right, so. Wow.
She mentioned it's similar to cancer, I believe.
Yes,
somebody did the search here, Google search. Here's another quote from her. Mm-hmm. After this came out.
Oh, good.
I'm just reading this, we don't have the words on tape.
Mm-hmm. We don't have the lyrics.
So she's doing an interview in Oklahoma City, and the quote is, she's talking to Channel 2, shame on the person who didn't have the courage to come out and say, I'm going to tape you on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Shame on them.
Right.
Because I'm not surprised. I say stuff like this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Shame on them.
Yeah.
If you're going to, she says, hold on, where is it? At least come to me first.
Uh-huh.
I've got no problem with what I say. Don't put things on YouTube behind my back.
Right.
Yeah. Is she in the Oklahoma State House? Is that where she is?
Yes. Yeah.
She's a state legislator?
Mm-hmm.
Good for her. Wow.
Pretty good. She makes a lot of sense.
I like the fact that she's not just, even though she's in the state house in Oklahoma, that she's expanding her sphere of influence a little bit to pay attention to, you know, areas like Kensington and Tacoma Park, Maryland.
Somebody has
just
to
think how this sounds. McCain, Kern. Or would it be Kern, McCain? Or would it be Obama, Kern?
What's her first name?
Sally.
How about McCain, Sally? And even if she's short, we call her Long, tall Sally.
Hot. I'm thinking she makes so much sense. We've got to put her on the presidential. What if you got her with Hill? You would have a dynamite, a two chicks that really get it.
Right. Two fat chicks. That's the name of the ticket. I can see the bumper stickers now.
That'll go.
I think, you know, I've heard in certain circles that Hillary might be considered to be too liberal for this country. She'd be balanced out by this lady.
Balanced ticket.
I mean, really, if you had Hillary.
Balance the teeter top.
Yeah, it'd be a perfect balance right there. You'd have Hillary go out and make her speech about health care and jobs, and then you have Ms. Kern come out and talk about how 2-year-olds are turning gay.
Anyway, it's pretty great because, like, instead of getting in trouble for this, this lady's all over Oklahoma City TV saying,
right,
what's the problem?
Right.
I say this all the time. My only complaint is that it's being bootlegged. Mm-hmm. Come to talk to me in person. You can get better quality of what I've got to say.
You know, under the heading of she doth protest too much, I'm almost thinking, has anybody taken a really good look at her background? Because, you know, I've got that whole Elliot Sphincter thing on the brain.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
A lot of tennis.
I was waiting for her to mention Pickle Park, guys.
Oh, yeah, Pickle
Park. Pickle Park!
Pickle Park!
How long has it been since we mentioned good old Pickle Park?
I've driven by Pickle Park many, many times. And, you know, sometimes it's just impossible to fight the urge to keep going straight. And I mean with the car.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I want to take that left-hand turn into Pickle Park.
And I don't want you to think that Rob doesn't contribute to the show. Rob found this item for us. Mm-hmm. There's a store in Lawrence, South Carolina. Called the world famous Redneck Shop and Klan Museum.
Huh.
It's run by a guy named John Howard. He's 62, and he used to be a Grand Dragon with the South Carolina KKK.
Wow.
He says he sells Confederate flags, but he also sells all the supplies you need to become a white supremacist. KKK hoods and robes. Now, here's the interesting thing.
Does he sell any Kern for Congress bumper stickers?
Hold on a second. The guy that owns the store and leases out the space?
Uh-huh. His landlord?
Yeah. The guy's black.
It's a kooky world we live in.
Sure is.
And he's a Baptist. He's a pastor.
He's a Baptist preacher?
Yes, he is. His church bought the building uh-huh. in 1977.
What's a good way for the church to make money? Sure. To do God's work.
So, anyway, thanks, Rob.
Don't you think that's really sort of ironic?
I guess that was also when Rob was doing some of his light reading.
Yeah.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Kind of ironic, don't you think?
Right.
A conflict of interest.
I would think so.
Well, if he's a landlord, he can occasionally just drop in.
Of course.
Like Mr. Roper.
Hi, this is Robert the Mailman.
Here to check your plumbing.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Hey, man. Man, Don, I hate you. I hate you for leaving me.
Oh.
I really,
well,
really...
Like every other person in my past, you'll get over it.
No, I won't. I won't.
Yes, you will,
my
friend.
I'm just going to turn over and die.
You'll get over it.
No, he's going to die.
He sounded like he was gay for you.
Not on my show. And Mutual. Hello.
Hello.
Meet you in Oklahoma City, where we can make the OK sign, which you know is like a J-O thing. Hello, Donna. It's OK in Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City have a little restroom at the airport. You know, perhaps you could signal them under the stall.
Hello, Donna. Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I was just wanting to call to ask Rob a question about his birthday, and he was a birthday present about a board game called The Third Reich. It's a board game. If anybody remembers Axis and Allies.
Ain't that just wonderful?
That sounds great. Can you send along a copy? My kids love to play games.
A copy of it.
Please do.
It's very difficult for him to get that information because he was distinctly talking when you were talking.
When Rob was talking.
So are you listening now?
Yeah, I'll call back when I can better. When I get
No. Don't call back.
Never call back.
Just send the board game. Rob Spiewak, North Pole.
Send it.
What is it? Rob Spiewak what?
Rob Spiewak, North Pole.
North Pole.
Right.
North Pole.
That's all you need.
That's
great. Okay. I'll send it right there.
Thanks for getting it.
Is it an ABP game?
What's ABP,
yeah.
Mike?
Already been played.
He'll call back.
Hello?
What a shame. But it's on its way.
That's Chicago 60609.
That's nice.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Oh, that was someone throwing up.
It was just the ugly parade of humanity today. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Right. Hi.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Just watching our career kind of slip through our hands right now.
What's up?
Right. Like I said, less calls and more of us.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
The landlord was black. Don't you get
That's
it?
That's ironic, right?
That's funny, right? That's
that
funny,
was right? A kooky coincidence, both spelled with a K.
Hey there, Don and Mike Show. Hi there.
Hi. I wanted to see how I could send a picture to you guys, because I'm a FedEx driver out here in Sausalito, and I just came across, like,
you should know the funniest.
What's that?
Came across what?
I just came across the funniest license plate. I almost want to tell you what it is, but it's so much funnier to see it in person. Is there any way
good.
I can, like, send
yeah.
it?
Yeah, send it to Rob Speedback, North Pole. Chicago 60609.
Don't send it FedEx.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, the license plate was
No. Send it. Don't tell us. Send it.
Right. You'll spoil it.
Go with your gut.
You know, as a matter of fact, everyone that's calling the show right now should just sit down and write us a note.
Send it.
Write a letter.
And not an email. The old-fashioned kind.
Aw, send it in.
Stand by the envelope.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, I'm trying to speak with Don and Mike.
Oh, your wish has been granted, darling. And now let's wait for you to process that.
See, you said you'd like to speak. Are you still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
All right, now you said you'd like to speak with Don and Mike, and then Don said your wish is granted. What did you think that meant?
I think that's not you because I'm listening to the show and hear you.
Okay, uh-huh. You know what? In about a minute and 45 seconds, you're going to hear me say, "What a stupid bitch."
Okay, it is you.
There you go. Now go listen to yourself, please.
You've proved it.
Enjoy yourself.
Bye. That bitch.
Kooky call.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello. Why?
Wow.
He said, "Stupid bitch."
Can I do my impression of the last 10 calls, please?
Yes.
Is this Don and Mike?
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
KKK story?
What?
The KKK story?
Yes.
I smell a Jew to
You smell what?
A Jew to Jew.
Now we've got a guy that wants to be a producer.
Why would that be funny?
I don't know. Just kind of a mixed, weird mix.
Why would it be funny? Explain it to us, please.
Oh, I always feel sorry about the last person that comes into the knife fight.
Come on, explain it to us. Why would it be funny to call the KKK place pretending to be Jews?
Okay, because he might have a funny reaction, a comedic value.
Who?
The preacher at the store there.
No, the right. Preacher doesn't own the store.
Oh. I thought the...
Well, there is... The church owns the store.
He owns the building.
Well, he owns the building. He's the landlord.
Right.
So who do you want us to call, pretending we're Jewish?
The KKK store.
And what would we say? Hi, we're Jews?
Yeah, just say we were wondering if you could send us a list of your goods that you sell. This isn't going so well, is it, guys?
I think it's going
well. Well, you said one thing smart.
Even a blind squirrel finds a nut, right?
No, in your case, no.
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 Oh.
You would be the blind squirrel that dies of starvation.
Keep groping.
Hey, a broken clock's right twice a day, isn't it?
No.
And what is that sound over your phone?
That's my brain opening.
Jesus Christ.
That's Sacramento solar.
Ah!
You know, these people are among us.
Guess where he was calling from.
I just want you to know, these people are among us. Mm-hmm. You may think you're safe in your car.
You're not.
You may look at the person next to you and think, that can't be the type of person that's calling this stupid radio show I'm listening to.
It is.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there is hope. You know why?
Why?
Because, hear me out here.
Okay.
He said he was calling from Sacramento, right?
Right.
And he said there was a storm.
Stop.
So maybe, just maybe, it was a really bad storm.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Yes. What makes a gay? How do they work?
Like I said, everybody's helping today.
Was that a Northern California call also?
Area code 925, where's that?
I'll look it up.
right. Hey there, funny guy. Where are you calling from?
You're right. They drive. They vote.
Northern California.
Northern California. California. Okay. It hasn't hit you yet.
Hello.
They make babies.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. The other end of your presidential ticket will be Barbara Mikulski.
What does that mean?
What's the
what are you doing here?
Should we call her and pretend to be Jews with her too?
Why did you go? And he hung up.
Yeah, we'll never know the payoff.
I have to laugh. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I have to laugh.
Hello,
Don and Mike, my buddies.
Yeah, well let's not be crazy.
We'll
here.
Be the judge of that.
Let's be acquaintances. Mike. Let's be acquaintances.
Mike, my big drunk Irish brother. I owe you. I'm indebted to you.
Why?
My wife has been bugging me to go to that water park. Nothing I said could get me out of it until I told her your story, and she found out that she could share the bedroom with a guy that crapped his pants, and she said, nope, don't want to go.
Congratulations, you, sir. I am so glad I could be helping you.
I owe you about $800. Thanks, man. Oh,
send it to the North Pole.
And the greatness just keeps coming out of our phone lines tonight.
He really liked me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Your friend. Radio gods.
Yeah, hi.
I tried to call in last week about the discussion on Saturday Night Live. It reminded me of a...
Wait, hold on a second. Hold on. Wait. Because you kind of went right from, you wanted to talk about something from last week, and then now you were going to talk about something from last week, and that's breaking a rule.
Oh.
Ever forward, my friend.
We've moved on.
My mother's a whore.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
There we go.
There's some etiquette. Finally.
I think we got things back on track.
There's a hint from Heloise. Mm-hmm. There you go. Now it's turning around, Mike.
You're helping.
Now we got Big Mo on our side.
Very good.
Momentum. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Home momentum. Hello.
I'm here.
Right on. You're
yes,
on the air.
And you are there.
You know it because you're a smart chick.
Thank you.
What can we do for you?
I want to ask a serious question as opposed to all the dumbass callers that are calling in.
Sure, that's what we need. It's a serious question. Why lighten the mood? What can we do for you?
I wanted to go back to the gay hater.
The congresswoman?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah. I wanted to know, I don't have a strong opinion either way, but I wanted to know how...
Let's talk about that.
Hey, let her finish. Let her finish.
Wow,
Mike.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Let her finish. Right. She doesn't have a strong opinion either way.
I wanted to know what Don felt as far as are gay people born that way? Or is that...
I'm glad you addressed that to me, darling.
Serious question.
I think, as you know, in my book I've written many times, it's learned behavior. Are you with me? Let's go. McCain! Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, honey? Why would you ask me that?
I just, because everything always seems on the fence with you guys about gay people. I just wanted to know.
Really?
Really? No.
Can I ask you specifically what you think is on the fence?
A lot.
And hey, can I ask you a favor?
Sure thing.
Please, when we're having this serious discussion, please don't giggle.
I'm sorry.
Because you've asked a serious question, and I'd like to really have a serious dialogue with you.
So what was your question again?
No more giggling.
What was your question? One more time.
I was just, you know, I wanted to know whether you thought gay people were born that way or if it was a behavior they learned from their threat.
Really, honey, are you stupid? I mean, if you want my honest, if you're going to be serious, if you would like
I'm
me to be.
I'm slightly retarded.
You're more than slightly retarded because the serious truth is, my humble opinion speaking for me, I really don't care what anybody does with anybody else, as long as they don't do it in front of me. We make fun of gay people like we make fun of all people, because all people deserve to be made fun of, especially stupid people like you who hear something that's done obviously in jest, but it's your thick skull gets in the way of any logic. So to answer your question...
I heard a giggle. Yeah.
To answer your question, it's learned behavior.
Okay.
And God, and God hates fags.
But hey, Don, why don't you tip it in here? Come on now. Who is it learned by? It's learned by homosexuals, and it's taught by the devil.
And by Catholic priests.
Is that the way? Are we on the same... Wait. Are we on the same page, though?
Just so
we are on the same page.
Yeah.
Right. So you're like me. You hate fags, right?
It's a learned behavior, and yes, I hate fags.
There you go. I'm glad you're tracking with the show.
Thank you for straightening me out.
Well, I would write that lady in Oklahoma a letter thanking her for her insight.
Yeah.
I hope that she hits the election ballot, too, so I can vote for her with you.
There you go.
Yeah. Thank you.
Fantastic.
I only wish you an incurable case of facial herpes.
Always err on the side of hate.
You know, I hope you're one of the straight people that gets AIDS.
Oh,
I hope you get it like through a blood transfusion or something.
But you only mean that. You mean that in the nicest possible way.
Right. I'm kidding, of course, because like you, I hate fags.
Right.
Because I'm just like you. That's why we do the show.
Can I ask you one last question?
For people like you and I, like-minded people like you and I.
I think it's a valid question. It's a serious question. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, no, absolutely.
No giggling, Mike.
Were you born a bigot, or did you learn how to become a bigot?
I think I learned that.
Okay. I would say that's probably true.
I don't know. I think you're born with it. I think
you're pretty. Oh, Rob says he thinks you're pretty.
He says that to all the girls.
Hey, Rob.
Fags are so disgusting, aren't they?
Pretty on the outside or pretty on the inside?
My God, is there anything grosser?
No, you're wrong. They're all pink on the inside.
Oh, a little sexual comment. Ooh.
How do you feel about lesbians?
Lesbians are fine.
What do you mean fine? Define fine.
Now, in my world, the world that I thought you and I lived in, they're the same as homo men.
No, of course not.
Oh, really? How are they different?
Lesbians are different.
Than homosexual men? Well, besides the obvious genitals, how are they different?
Oh, I don't know. It's the whole... Well, I can't say any of this on the radio.
How come nobody has...
You're on the radio, my love.
How come no one, when you've like been talking like this in a bar...
You're going to have to bleep me out if I tell you.
How come no one's ever just like walked up to you with a baseball bat and beaten your head in when you're at a bar speaking like this?
I don't know.
Seriously.
They should.
I mean, someone should. Really, they should hit you with an AIDS stick.
An AIDS stick?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You know, the gay disease.
Can I tell you something? And I really want to make it clear, okay?
Okay.
We really don't think like you think.
I do.
Don't let him confuse you. He doesn't.
I do too, Mike. I do too.
He doesn't think like you
think. That lady in Oklahoma is smart, Mike.
She's really going to believe you, and you know that.
Now, hold on. Let's just pull the curtain aside because we got a break. In all seriousness, you know I'm with you, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Bye bye.
And later. I knew you were going to do that.
Turn up now.
That bitch! Stupid bag of water walking around.
Tonight she'll be raising her Keystone Light to Donnie G.
Man, that was a good segment.
Yes, it
G was. Rice, we're late.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
It's too bad her mom wasn't late, huh?
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
I think that would be her mom should have been early.
Yeah, I got that backwards. Oh, you know me.
Professor Backwards.
Hate fags.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Are you with me? Are you with me?
Donnie Coulter.
Are you with me? Are you with me? Yeah. Hey, where's that Ann Coulter today?
Faggot.
Right.
There she is.
There's my man.
Well, Robbie, we'll wait for this 1943 guide to hiring women because I think we just learned a lot about the modern woman of 2008.
Yes. Hey, man.
Modern woman.
Man, what a box on that chick. Nice. All right, Buzz.
Yes.
All right, news coming right up. Uh-huh. Straight ahead. Are you with me?
I'm with you. This is the Don and Mike Show.